Welcome to Relationship Goals question mark. I am Amber Zachum.
And I am Danny Zachum.
So I don't know if it's the most relationship goals question mark thing ever, but yet again, Danny and I cannot seem to get on a schedule to record. So I am recording alone. And I didn't even tell Danny I was doing this. This is literally me hopping on the podcast and just stream of consciousness talking. But I felt like I had something to talk about, and I feel like it will resonate with our new, kind of vibe on this podcast, which has been Danny and my journey through, the first year of parenthood. And I wanted to talk about my journey from, working from home, taking maternity leave, and now being a stay-at-home, or not a stay-at-home, a work from home mom, and what that looks like for me. I feel like this is just something that I don't have a lot of people to talk to about this. Everyone I know that works from home doesn't have kids, or if they have kids, they don't work from home. So I feel like many things throughout my motherhood journey have been something that I've had to kind of wade through alone. I don't have a ton of friends that have kids, so I don't have people I'm constantly leaning on to talk about kids stuff with, or like going through postpartum or motherhood or anything like that. And I feel like so many of our friends are not quite to the kids phase yet. So I feel like, much like my motherhood journey, my work journey now is becoming something that I don't have a lot of, I don't have a lot of guidance in. I don't have, it's always so nice to have people in your life that you're looking towards to kind of emulate or see how they're doing stuff. And I find myself looking to podcasts. So maybe this podcast will reach someone that's also in a similar position. Maybe I'm just talking to myself and, our friends and family that listen, but I'm going to ramble. I'm going to talk. So for anyone who doesn't know what I do, I started my own business in 2021. I just hit 3 years of owning my own business. The business is called House Social, and it is a social media marketing agency. I started out in social media marketing pretty much right after college. I started working September 12th of 2014, and I've been doing social media marketing ever since. I started in the travel industry, and I still work very closely with a lot of people in the travel industry. But with 2020 happening, I knew when I started my business, I needed to diversify a little bit. I obviously had seen the way, many industries, obviously it took a hit, but the travel industry, because I was in it, took a huge hit. And so I wanted to make sure, if and when something happened again, that my entire business wasn't built around one industry. And so my niche is small businesses. And so I work with small businesses, offering them social media marketing, management, content creation, consulting, business coaching, podcast assistance, various things like that. And I've been doing it, it'll be 10 years this year, but 3 years on my own. And it has been something that I have thoroughly enjoyed. It is something that I love growing my business. I love working for myself. And when I found out I was pregnant, I spent the entirety of the 9 months putting my business in a position to be able to take maternity leave, which I'm very proud of. I have a rock star employee. Her name's Katie, and she took over for me during my, it was a full 3 months, but really I was only half back for like 2 full months additionally. So I really took off 5 months. I dabbled on and off, but I wasn't really working again until the fall. And I really wanted to do that for myself. I really wanted to do it for August. And I am very proud that I was able to do that with help. And so, my journey now going from working in businesses, working for myself, and now working for myself with a child. He's home, I'm home, Danny's home. We currently do not have child care. We have had we've tried a few different things, and it's not that I'm against any form of child care. I just don't know exactly what we need yet, and we're still functioning pretty well, and there will be a time when we aren't. Apologies, my scam likely call just happened. But back on track, there will be a time, I know for sure, in the future that we will need childcare, and we will cross that bridge when we get to it. But for now, I'm trying to enjoy getting to spend this year home with August. Danny's getting to spend the year home with August. And it's just a time I know we'll look back on and think, like, wow, we were so lucky to be able to have that, and so lucky to be able to just witness and spend all the time we were able to with him, with all the changes and the milestones. And I would love to have someone at the house eventually. I would love eventually for Danny to go work from an office. That would be my dream. Or me, I, one of us to like have places to go. I feel like we've definitely become homebodies this year. But again, I feel like my perspective, and I think Danny's aligns really closely, is that this isn't a forever thing, and we are enjoying even like the stress of it right now a lot. Because we know it's just something that not everyone gets to do, and it's a huge privilege, and I couldn't be happier about it. But there's definitely struggles working from home. I mean, I am not even coming close to the amount of hours I used to put in. I used to do something called 12-hour Tuesday, which was my day to really catch up, get ahead, whatever that looked like, work on special projects, take on a little bit extra. I used to even, it was more than 12 hours most days or most Tuesdays, but I, because Danny plays tennis on Tuesdays, he isn't, obviously back then it was, he was coming home from work, and now he works from home. So it's a little bit different in that regard too. But I used to work from 8 to 8 or longer, 7 to 9, whatever it looked like. And it allowed me to really get ahead. I don't have that anymore, because now obviously the nights that Danny plays tennis, I am fully on with August. But I feel like I have carved out a good system. I'm really trying to find my Kris Jenner era and get up early. 5 a.m. would be ideal to get stuff done, have a little me time, maybe work out, start the day. And I'm working towards that. I am trying to enjoy the amount of sleep I get right now, because it's just something that I know I'm gonna have to like adjust in the coming months and years. But ideally, I would love to work before August gets up for an hour or two, and then spend my morning with him when he goes down for his first nap. He naps for usually about 2 hours, so I would work for 2 hours, spend my afternoon split between me and Danny. And then back down for his afternoon nap, work for 2 hours. And then he goes to bed at 7. So I can work up until bedtime, which I can work 2 or 3 hours then. So I'm still getting in a good 6, 7. I could get a full 8 hours if I split it up the way I want to. So I feel like I found a balance there, and I could take more time if I needed it. Danny's here. He can also work in some capacity with August around, not quite to the extent I can, but I feel like I have found a balance with that. And that's something that I'm happy about right now, which is obviously making it so we don't need additional childcare right now. That being said, it's a huge money saver. Danny and I went through, a big hit last year with him losing his job. We had to pay out of pocket for insurance for several months, like 6 months. We had a weird tax thing happen with our house that increased our mortgage. I mean, last year was a hit financially for us. So we're still recovering from that. And like being able to save on child support right now is ideal to be able to kind of get back on track to where our goals are and what we want for August and what we want for ourselves and retirement and all of that stuff. So I feel like in that regard, I'm happy. But holy shit, it's a struggle. I mean, I am never sitting down focusing for more than 2 hours at a time. And I used to be able to sit and focus all day. And I have worked from home since we moved to Chicago. So that would be 2015. So 9 of the 10 years of my career, I have worked from home. And so I don't have as much of the distractions that people find when they work from home. Like, it doesn't bother me to have TV on in the background, to not have TV on. It doesn't bother me that I can like get up and go to the kitchen or go for a walk. Like, all of that stuff I have found a really big balance in because it's kind of all I know. One balance I feel like I'm not hitting right now is just like my work life balance, which is something Danny and I have definitely talked about, in the fact that I spend all of my downtime working trying to compensate. And I'm okay with that right now, but I can feel myself wanting a little bit more for me. I love the fact that anytime I'm not working, I can be with August and I'm getting to enjoy him. Like I said, no, it's a privilege. There's so many people that they don't work at home, or even if they do, their kids go to daycare or they have a nanny or whatever that looks like for them. And so ideally, if you're picking your kids up after work, you know, best case scenario, you're picking them up at 5, 5:30. Most kids are going to bed between like 7 and 8. So max, you get to see your kids like a couple hours a day. And so for right now, I'm trying to just lean into the fact that like my life is not going to look like this forever. I'm not going to get to spend the hours a day that I'm literally tearing up as I talk about this. I know I'm not going to get the time that I'm getting this year with August ever again. And so not always feeling balanced in who I am and in my work and in my social life and, you know, all of these different people that I am. It's okay right now. And I'm just so thankful that even though I don't have maybe all of the work-life balance that I want in terms of like getting to be who I am as a person still, I'm so, so, so thankful that I get to have the amount of time I get to have with August. There's all these stats about like by the time your kid reaches, you know, a certain age, like at 18, you've already spent like 90% of the time you're going to spend with them in their whole lives. And like those numbers are just crazy to me. And I'm just so thankful. And so I just feel so lucky right now. And I'm trying to, anytime I feel stressed, anytime I feel like I need to be doing more, anytime I need to, whatever that looks like, I just like tell myself that like, you just never know you're in like the quote unquote good old days until you're not in them. And I'm trying to remember that like this is a year that I'm going to look back on for my whole life and be so incredibly thankful for. Obviously, I working for myself, I have flexible hours. I have no one really monitoring me, which is great. Obviously, my clients are emailing and calling and texting and they have, you know, the communication that they need from me. And so that's something that I have to be obviously very aware of. And I try to schedule my time with my clients or let them know that I will get back to them as soon as I can in terms of communication. And all of them have been so wonderful. And that's one thing I really truly love about referrals. Part of my business that I'm very proud of is the fact that I don't do any marketing myself outside of Katie doing my social media marketing, and she is fantastic at it. But every person that I work with, every single one of my clients is someone I know, or they have been referred to me through someone I know. And that is special to me. One, because I love working with small businesses. I feel like I've definitely talked about this before, but I just feel like people that own small businesses just have a different perspective. It's theirs. It's, you know, another child of theirs. It's near and dear to their hearts in a way that business can't be to someone that works in a bigger business or works for someone else. And so I absolutely love working with small business owners because I resonate with them. I'm a small business owner myself. I take such pride in my business and I want to be able to offer and give them kind of that reassurance that they're going to get that same feeling from me in their marketing. I take pride in their business the way they do, and I value the things that they value, and that's really important to me. And lost my train of thought here, but essentially, I have made it known to all of my clients that I have a baby, and I have only been met with such positivity. Like, that's just, I told one client I can't meet in the evenings because I have a baby, and his response was, "That was the most, that's the most important job. I completely understand. Let's find a different time that works." And so it's so great to be able to, I know there's so many people, especially women, that have had to kind of not be so upfront about having families and when they want to advance their careers. And that's sad and wrong. And I feel very blessed to be able to work with a lot of people that have kids and can understand that, but even ones that don't and still respect that I can be a mom and I can be a business owner and I can be advancing and doing the work and putting in the time, but also have other priorities. And that's something that I dreamed the pandemic would teach people when everyone was forced to work from home, and they could understand how hard it is to work from home without kids. And then when you add kids in, I couldn't even imagine what it was like to have kids at home when you're working, when that's not something that you've ever done. But yeah, I just feel like I don't even know necessarily what the point of this entire podcast episode has been. It's just I wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about my experience. And I do get to talk about this with my dad, but again, he doesn't understand the like work from home, family at home type of vibe just because that just never was his life. And I feel so lucky to have be having the experience I'm having, even though I'm stressed all the time and I'm always trying to grow my business and I'm looking to take on more. And I don't know. I love it, and it's hard. And I hope that if there's other moms out there that are trying to figure out how to work from home, and whether you're working for someone or working for yourself and trying to, find that balance. I made a reel the other day about how corporations are, who have hired people to work from home are now forcing them back into the office, and how many people, and it's a lot of millennials, people 30s, 40s, are saying no. They're putting in their 2 weeks notice because they took jobs so that they could save on childcare and so that they could have that work-life balance and they could get those 2 hours back a day just from commuting a lot of times with their families, or getting extra work done. And I find, I'm in an app where it's all women that were due in May of 2023, like I was, and it's women from all over the world. And so I'm seeing the way maternity leave and childcare costs and just the way that governments and businesses take care of women in other countries and really want them to have kids if they want to have kids and provide them the tools and resources and money that it takes to be able to support families and allow people to be successful and have kids and not have to pick between the two. And I love that our generation is taking a stand against businesses and saying, if you're not going to let me work from home, which is what I was hired to do, and we get no, childcare is $2,000, $3,000 a month. No, like I'm not going to work for you. I'll find another job. And I think it's terrible that it has to come to this, but I love that like our generation is taking a stand against it. Like, we as a society in the United States are not going to be able to operate the way we're operating right now. We're not going to be able to have costs be as high as they are, have no help in terms of child raising, and just constantly be expected to spend more, do more, be more. It's going to come to a head, and it's interesting to me to see that countries around the world have all figured it out and the United States can't. And I love that our generation, other generations before, generations younger than me are all figuring out how to do it if we're not going to get what we need. And it's empowering. And like I said, I don't have a ton of people in my life that have young kids and are working or working for themselves, and doing it from home. But I love that I'm seeing examples, and I love that I'm getting to be maybe somebody that's a part of it in some way. And I hope through this episode that people who maybe are struggling or just needing to hear that other people are going through the same things they're going through and are feeling these, all of parenthood so far for me has just been such a mixed bag of emotions. It's like every negative thing you feel is coupled with like the most incredible positive feeling you could ever have too. And my work from home journey has been that exact thing. It's hard and I'm stressed and I want to be doing more and I need to be doing more work-wise, but I'm so grateful and I'm so happy to have this time. And that's parenthood in a nutshell for me so far. It's the juxtaposition of everything hard and everything amazing all at the same time. And if you're out there and you're struggling, but you're so happy, or if you're struggling and you're not that happy, just know that you're not alone and that taking care of you and taking care of your family is the number one priority. And fuck off to everyone that, tries to derail that. And with that, cheers to my journey of becoming, a badass business owner, mother, wife, dog mom, cat mom, Leo, everything I want to be. But I don't have to be everything. And with that, have a good fucking day.